on Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Racing HQ. Here's On the Pace.
Smolder lifting too strong. Smolder. The Kiwi has won the End of the Minion.
But it is all Lazarus clear of Tiger Tara. And once again, Lazarus has arisen.
Now let's look at the harness racing. Greg Hayes. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. We've got a lot to get through today. Normally try and catch up with three or four guests. We're going to squeeze five in today. Darren McCall's going to join us. He won the Newcastle Mile on Saturday night with Better Bet Black. It was the horse's second victory in the race. He won it last year and doubled up on Saturday night. So we'll have a chat to Darren on that. He's also the president of the UHRA, the body that represents the drivers and trainers in New South Wales. So we'll get an update from him in regards to where everything is with the proposed whip ban that is meant to come into effect on the 1st of September. We'll chat with Darren first up on the show. Going to speak with Luke McCarthy this morning. He drove five winners at Goulburn on Sunday, including the Sapling. He was also part of the big race at Melton on Saturday night, the Australian Pacing Gold Final for the two-year-old fillies with Fiore Stride. He drove in that race. Fiore Stride finished outside of the placings, but he also, the horses that he drives in big races, like All Black Stride, Astride, they went round at Newcastle. So we'll have a chat to Luke about those this morning. We'll catch up with James Rattray today. He's the trainer of Make Mine Heaven, impressive three-year-old that was a winner on a Saturday night at Menangle, and Dash of Luck, his good four-year-old. We haven't seen it since the Chariots of Fire. We'll find out where Dash of Luck is, and also Bowtie, what the latest with the champ is. So James will join us. We'll speak with Andrew Burke this morning, and he's a young junior driver, or a mini-trots driver that went across to New Zealand recently and represented, did Australia and New South Wales very proud, winning a championships over there. So Andrew's going to join us. And if we've got time at the end, we're just going to follow up from this chat we had with John McCarthy, John Dummerzy last week. We spoke with John about the proposed metropolitan handicapping system, and he just is going to join us and tell us a little bit more about that. But first up this morning is Darren McCall, who won the Roskig Mile on a Saturday night with his stable star Better Bet Black. Good morning to you, Darren.
Good morning, Greg.
Mate, congratulations with the win. Nice performance.
Yeah, thank you. He's a game old horse, and he put in a gutsy effort to hold them all off.
Did you think that Saturday night's run was a little bit better than what he'd been producing up until Saturday night?
He was definitely short on form, but he's an older horse now, and he kind of hasn't been raced week to week like I used to race him. With the format of the second row, I just prefer not to race him when he has to come off the back, because he prefers to be on the front, and it's kind of hampered his progress a little. He probably hasn't been, quite 100% leading into each race. But in saying that, his run the previous week, although it looks disappointing, he still paced a mile in 50 and 7, which is probably his fastest time for this year. So I was quietly confident that he could beat him on Saturday night.
He went 153-1. He did what he does. He got to the front, and they all had their chance to beat him in the straight, but he just kept on finding.
Yeah, he's such a quick beginner. No one's ever going to get across him, and pretty much lead from the car park. So I really thought that on paper, they might just forget about me a little because he's down on form. And if everyone's in the background playing cat and mouse, they're going to find it hard because, he's always got that big half on the end of it. And, he comes, 27-8 and 28 and the piece up the straight. And, it's pretty hard to get around you at Newcastle when you do that.
He likes that Newcastle track.
Yeah, he does. That's two starts there for two wins. I don't venture too far away from an angle with him because he can be pretty fractious. But it's funny to say, but he's caught a Newcastle and stood there like perfect angel. So we're very happy with that. And two starts, two Newcastle miles.
How long do you keep going? He's a 9-year old, but he's obviously loving his racing. You mentioned the fact that he's gone just over 150 two starts ago, and that's as good as he can go. It's not like the racing is knocking him around any. Do you just keep pushing him around while he tells you that he's happy being a racehorse?
Yeah, he has his issues. 9-year old had as many starts as he's had. we were fortunate enough to buy him late last year, and you know, he's recouped his money back, and so we're pretty happy with him. But I think we'll just keep, you know, ticking on and just go week by week. And like I say, we were expecting the mile racing, and we really want him off the front row door. And I think that where this new proposed handicapping system can come in, he'll definitely be a real good money earner.
He'd be perfect. He's the perfect horse because he can go up and down through the different races, and once he performs well and finds himself in that free-for-all couple of starts, and he finds himself back in a race where he's going to be ultra-competitive.
Well, that's for sure, and that's, you know, the whole idea of the condition racing system is really a horse like him who has been in the free-for-alls now for almost 5 years. Why should he be penalised to race against those horses that, you know, albeit, you know, once upon a time, he was quite competitive with him, you know, as the first emergency for the Miracle Mile. But, you know, you're down on form now. You shouldn't really be penalised for, you know, 2 years ago. So that system will suit a majority of the horses racing here, that's for sure. But a horse like him, you know, he won't have to race above his head week in, week out. He will when he wins and wins up to that class. And then when he loses some money, he'll get his chance to earn some money again.
Mate, as the president of the UHRA, you've been part of the discussions re the whip and the whip ban. Where's everything at? Can you give the people listening a little bit of an update where it's all at in from your perspective?
All right, from the perspective of the 12 representatives that went to the last meeting on the 26th, we left there obviously, a little unhappy with the situation, but still happy that we actually did cover some ground that we needed to. But there was a lot of things that probably can't be discussed just as of yet. But I feel that in the end, the meeting ended up productive. We did get our point across that the whip obviously was needed in training and racing, and it was also needed to urge the horse to the line. It's not that anyone wants to be cruel to an animal. It is a gambling sport, and the integrity is a big issue of it, but also from a safety point, which was our point of view, which we put across. You know, there was a lot of concerns about, you know, how unsafe it would be. So I think on both accounts of HRA and the reps, we kind of come to a common ground in the end, and I think we'll see a lot more in a few weeks to come of what's transpired.
All right, Darren, thanks very much for that, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.
Thanks, Greg.
There he is, Darren McCall. He is the trainer and driver of Better Bet Black, the 9-year-old who's now won 28 races, and he's run 52 placings in his career. He's banked in excess of $400,000 and picked up his second Ross Gig mile on Saturday night when he proved too strong, and he went 153.1, I think, when he won the Newcastle Mile 12 months ago. He went 152.9, so he's still racing as well as he can and doing a very good job for Darren and Connections. So we'll catch up with Luke McCarthy in just a moment, and we'll also speak with James, Andrew and John this morning. Interesting to hear what Darren McCall had to say there about the whip, and it's obviously a very big talking point in the industry at the moment, the whip issue. There was an announcement made by Harness Racing Australia after the Inter-Dominion last year that from September 1, 2017, Harness Racing in Australia would go whip-free, but that was at all levels. That was not only in racing, but there would be no whip in training as well. Obviously, it's quite an issue for the participants, and understandably so. And Darren brought up some good points there in regards to urging a horse to the finish line at the end of the race, and punters need to know that, you know, everyone's out there trying. So we haven't heard the last of that issue in harness racing at the moment, and there will be more on that in coming weeks. We might catch up with James Rattray right now. He's got a nice 3-year-old filly by the looks of it. She won 2 in the space of a week last week. A filly by the name of Make Mine Heaven. She capped it off with a win on a Saturday night. Saturday night just gone, when she was very good, charging out of the gate and then taking a sit. James Rattray, good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Mate, she looks like a very handy filly.
Yeah, she's getting stronger all the time with a bit of racing, and I was really happy with the run. Saturday night, she done a fair bit of work early across and finished off really well.
Yeah, out of the gate in 26.8, and she was doing a lot of that early burn, and then she's had to come around them at the end of the race in the last two quarters, 27.9, 28.4. So she's been part of the speed the whole way. You mentioned she's getting stronger as she's going along. Did it worry you, the quick backup with her Tuesday to Saturday?
No, not at all. She's a great doing filly. I always thought with a bit more work and a bit of racing, she'd sort of naturally improve. And she feels like she has done, and she's pulled out great after the run. She's sort of got the Breeders' Challenge coming up soon. So, she's come into it well.
So that's been the target all along with her, has it, the Breeders' Challenge?
Yeah, that's right. Sort of, we weren't quite ready as a two-year-old, and she's sort of still maturing. But this time in, she's sort of strengthened up and come a long way.
She's beautifully bred. She's out of that former great race mare, Make Mine Cullen, and she's by Rock and Roll Heaven. So she is showing some ability that Mum and Dad had.
Yeah, that's right. Well, good sign. But to do the work the other night and finish off the way she done, she looked pretty classy the other night. So keep her going until the Breeders' Challenge and weigh up our options from there.
Mate, dash of luck. Haven't seen him since the Chariots. What's the latest with him?
Yeah, he's just come back into work. We gave him a good spell after that. Sort of been up a little while and done a great job to just make that Chariots field. Sort of hopefully he'll improve with a bit of a break too.
He looks like a horse that could furnish into quite a handy customer at that top level. He came a long, long way in a short time last campaign.
Yeah, that's right. Very talented horse and very fast. That it just sort of needed to learn how to race and to win a lead up race to the Chariots and be in that field was a great effort this time around. We sort of need to be a bit more of a racehorse to go around with the best ones. But, he hasn't had many starts either, so I'm sure he will.
He's not highly assessed either, so you can have a little bit of fun with him and teach him a few things, bringing him up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He's got better each prep we've given him. So he's sort of looking good now, and he'll jog up. And we'll look at a few races. Yeah, I think he's only a C5M1, so that'll be good.
Now, what about Bowtide? Of course, a $2 million winner. We haven't seen him since the 9th of April 2016 when he finished second in a race. What's the latest with the champion?
Yeah, we've given him some time off after his trial. He's got a bruised sesamoid, but he sort of hasn't... we've given him the time and he sort of hasn't come right. He's not 100%, so decided to retire him. We'd like him to be 100% by now. He's had a fair bit of time, so, yeah.
Must have been a very tough decision for you and the family to make.
Yeah, he's getting on a bit now, sort of rising 10. And he's, nobody could ask him to do a better job. We're just happy to have him here.
Was it thinking back to the times when he was competing and beating the best in the Southern Hemisphere, that they would have been highlights for you that'll live with you forever?
Oh, that's right. They're things you only dream about. To do it with Bo, the horse, the family bred. We've trained all along and brought him up to Sydney ourselves. It was just a fantastic experience and very happy to have him.
Will he stay with you or will he go down to Tasmania to the family property? What's the plans in the long term?
He'll stay with me for the moment. I'll keep him here.
Always nice to have him in the paddock there anyway. Mate, congratulations with Make Mine Heaven's performance on Saturday night. And, commiserations about the decision with Bowtide, but he was an absolute superstar and did you and the family very, very proud. So well done.
Thanks very much, Greg.
There he is, James Rattray, the trainer of Make Mine Heaven. Dash of Luck. He's Obviously, there's no more Bowtide, but he does have two pretty nice horses in the stable with Dash of Luck and Make Mine Heaven. Make Mine Heaven heads towards the Breeders' Challenge now after her performance on Saturday night. Some good racing at Menangle this Saturday night. They've got nine races on the program. Good open class race. We see MacDoro go around, Lord Zinzan's in that race, Cyclone Kate as well. So that's a good race. There's a really good strong trotters event as well, race number six on the program. That should be quite exciting. And good three-year-old where we see Atomic Red take on a stride. So that should be good racing as well. That's all coming up on Saturday night at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Now, there was some really good news for New South Wales, the future of New South Wales, really, in harness racing. And going back at Alexandra Park just over a week ago, 15-year-old Newcastle youngster Andrew Burke claimed the eighth edition of the Lizzie of Rosslyn's Rising Stars Kids Kart Drivers Series. So 12 kid karts drivers took part in the six-race series at Cambridge and Alexandra Park, and we're lucky enough to have Andrew joining us on the show this morning. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
Mate, congratulations with your performance over there in New Zealand. That must be a bit of a highlight for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it sure is. It was a great experience over there, and I was very happy to win it.
How did the competition run?
It was based on 2 days. One at Cambridge Raceway. We had three races on three different ponies. And then on another day, you went to Alexandra Park and racing three different other ponies.
And basically, so you didn't get to drive the same pony in any race? It was like a random draw, was it?
Yeah, it was a random draw. I had six different ponies throughout the series.
So how did you go at Cambridge on the first occasion?
I won my first race actually over there, and that put me to the lead. And then I won another race at the end as well, so I had a handy lead after the first day.
How was the pressure? Did you feel any pressure because you were the leader going into that second day?
In the second day, definitely there was a lot of pressure, and I had been told that people that led on the second day normally didn't go through to win it. So.
Now, what about driving these different ponies and ponies that you'd never driven before? How tough was that?
It was pretty tough. Some of them were pretty easy, and some of them were pretty tough. But it was a great experience.
How did you get selected?
There was a couple of different people sending a form thing to John Dumsney, and he selected two people to go over there, and I was lucky enough to be one of them.
Now, the success you've had over there in New Zealand, does that make you more excited about harness racing?
Yeah, definitely. It sure does. It just makes me want to strive and see if I can achieve anything else in harness racing.
And how long until you graduate from the minis to the bigger horses?
I'm able to start driving in September this year.
Okay, and you're going to take that opportunity straight away? You want to get onto the bigger ponies, onto the bigger horses?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I'm very keen to do that.
How long have you been involved in the mini trots for?
8 years.
And what's the best part of the sport?
I don't think there really is a best part. It's just pretty good all around, and just good to meet different people and have different opportunities like this.
Okay, and you're still at school?
Yeah.
And what do you want to do when you leave school?
I would like to be a vet.
Okay. And obviously you've grown up around horses for most of your life by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I have.
Well, look, great story. Congratulations on your performance. To see a young man from New South Wales doing so well over there, representing your state and winning and beating the best in New Zealand. Congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you make that step to the bigger horses.
Thank you, and yeah, I'm definitely keen on that.
Beautiful. There he is, Andrew Burke, 15-year-old who has been able to make he's done something that no one else has been able to do from New South Wales, and that's win the Kids Karts Drivers. Well done. The Lizzie of Rosslyn's Rising Stars Kids Kart Drivers Series. I know that he's competed at a lot of the mini trotting championships in New South Wales over the years, and he's driven in some of the big races like the Mini Miracle Mile and things like that. But to win that over in New Zealand, that's a big feather in his cap, and congratulations to him. Luke McCarthy's going to join us right now. Big performance from Luke on Sunday at Goulburn. He did drive at Melton on Saturday night, but backed up at Goulburn on Sunday with five winners. And Luke's joining us on the show. Morning, Luke.
Yeah, good morning, Greg.
Mate, five winners. That's a good day at the office.
Yeah, any day you get a few winners is a good day. We had a good team in on paper, so we're hoping to have a bit of luck and they all went well.
See you in Nashville. Took out the Sapling Stakes with a very good display.
Yeah, that was the main race we were sort of really hoping to win. It was, sort of the feature two-year-old, and he's been going well. He only had a couple of starts and was second in the consolation of the gold. So for him to come out and win a small feature race was a good thrill for the stable.
What's the plans with him going forward?
He's over short freshen up, and then he'll head to Melbourne for the Vic Bred series.
Okay, so he's Vic Bred. Saturday night, Fiore Stride, you drove her in the APG final. She finished fifth. She was really good winning a semi-final of the series. What did you make of her run on Saturday night?
Yeah, we were sort of happy enough with her. She won the semi the week before and then went 157.5, and then they've come out in the final and gone 153.5. So they've dropped 4 seconds, and, you know, she probably got beaten 20-odd metres, so she's probably improved, you know, a couple of seconds herself. So I think she tried her heart out, probably went as good as she can at this stage. The winners, the first two over the line, were just clearly way too good.
What's she eligible for the remainder of the season?
She's also Vic Bred, Greg, and Breeders' Crown. Whether Emilio wants to sell it or go to them, you can have a talk to Craig this week about that.
Okay. Craig also had a couple of runners, or a lot of runners, actually, at Newcastle on Saturday night. No doubt you would have had a look. Stride won the derby. That was impressive. He fought hard late. He was up for the fight on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was probably a good win, really, because he hadn't had a run since Gold Crown night. And he's a colt. He does really well in himself. So, you know, he was first up in 5 or 6 weeks, whatever it was. And he went quite good. So I'm sure he'll improve from that run.
And what about All Black Stride? He went around in the Newcastle Mile. He finished seventh there. That was his first run back from a break. I assume that he'll be getting ready for bigger races coming up.
Yeah, he went okay. A couple of runs will do him good. You know, it went different when he couldn't find the front around there. A bit Black Solo is hard to beat on the 1,000-metre track. But he'll just probably more concentrate on mile races at Benangle. He's a great horse, but he's just that run below the real top one. So, leaning the Sharks and them. But, you know, he can sort of make a lot of money just racing standard free-for-all, you know, right through the winter.
Well, will he have a shot at the Len Smith Mile?
Oh, if he's in form and, you know, he's going well at time, he'll go in it. But, yeah, it's just normal sort of run-of-the-mill free-for-all is probably his go.
Yeah. And Mac Doro's in on Saturday night. He's in over the 2300. How's he been going?
Yeah, he's flying. His last run was super behind Lenny. You know, he made up 5 lengths from the top of the straight to the winning post and run second. We've got a really high opinion of him. So he'll be definitely getting set for the Lenny Smile and then sort of big races.
All right. And where's Bling It On?
He's back fast working. He'll be back at the trials at the end of May.
All right. So, and Queensland for him or...?
Yep, we'd be sort of hoping that he'd have a run a fortnight before the Len Smith, go into Len Smith and then head up to Brisbane.
All right. Well, congratulations with that day at Goulburn on Sunday. 5 winners, big effort. And you're chasing Todd down in the New South Wales Drivers' Premiership. I think you're only 4 behind him. You're a few off the leaders, but there'll be a bit of brother rivalry there as the season winds on.
Oh, he'll be hard to catch. He's driving well, Toddy.
Mate, congratulations. Well done.
Thanks, Greg.
There is Luke McCarthy, 5 winners at Goulburn on Sunday, including the Sapling. And I thought we'll catch up with John Dummersy as well today. And just we had that big chat last week about the change to the Metropolitan handicapping system. And Darren McCall also mentioned it. You know, it will be very good for horses of, you know, Better Bet Black. And I think we spoke with Shane Tritton on the show going back on Anzac Day, and he mentioned the fact that it'd be, you know, he's got Mac Beauty back in work because of the proposed system that they are talking about picking up and running with. There was a few things we needed to touch base on, though, because there is a lot of feature racing for mares and how the mares would be placed going forward in this new system. And I thought we, after that chat we had with John last week, we did get some questions about that. So I thought we'd try and answer a few of those this week. John, good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Mate, we spoke last week about the proposal. What's the latest with it? Has there been any update?
Well, as it was put to me, I'm drip-feeding the industry with the information, but you're right across it. It's a good initiative. It certainly has its merit, but there are those peripheral things that need to be sorted, and mares, for one, is an issue. Whether the rest of the program at Tabcorp Park Menangle will be 12-horse races or 10-horse races is another. Probably a really significant one is, well, what is the distance of these races? Will Harness Racing New South Wales be able to assess the field and say, well, we think the majority of those horses, the trainers would prefer to go over the mile or 2300? So all those issues, major issues, need to be remedied or agreed to before we move fully into the new handicapping system.
So basically, if Hyrick come back and say, yes, let's go ahead, then it'll happen. Is that the way we should read it?
Yes, but Harness Racing New South Wales will go out, I'm sure, with a series of questions to the entire industry if it's not clear. Now, what will occur, I understand the horsemen themselves will get together this Friday, and I encourage anybody that has a strong interest in this will get together this Friday and talk through these issues and have a position on it to put back to Hyrick where they need to be. Mares races, it's very important, the mares races. Way back in the early 90s, Terry and Stephanie Shanahan worked hard with the Breeders Association to get a very good program of mares races, good value mares races, and the principal club has been able to achieve that over the years. So nobody really wants to step away from that. So it's those situations that need to be certainly clear in the minds of everybody of how we take it forward.
And also claiming drivers. There's in a situation like, you know, you obviously can't bring a horse back a grade with a claimer, a claiming driver. So that's got to be considered as well.
Yeah, with the claiming drivers, though, it's been put on the table and agreed that a claiming driver who would have to be nominated when the horse is entered for the race will receive a 20% discount on their prize money. So that one's fairly well sorted. The other one with mares in these races, the trainer, when he nominates, can also tick the box and say that I want to take a mare's claim, and a mare's claim will be worth 20% of the prize money as well. So those two issues have been discussed, but you are correct. All the industry needs to understand clearly what is available for them to use.
How fast will this process happen? Because if it's going to be in place by for a trial period on the 1st of July, it would have to happen pretty quickly, wouldn't it?
Well, we're talking with a restricted number of horses. These horses race regularly at Tabcorp Park Menangle. And what we have been able to see with our programming, for example, if we need to put an extra race on a program because the meeting's going to fall short in the number of races to be conducted, we can send a text out. So it can be fairly rapidly introduced. So I think the timeline of the 1st of July is not improbable.
Okay. It's interesting. There's a lot of support for it, but a lot of people just starting to get their head around it, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in the coming weeks before we get to that 1st of July.
Yes, Greg, because we don't want to start it, and then the questions come in. So what Harness Racing New South Wales has been over the last couple of years has been very consultative with many of the measures. We try to communicate as best we can. If we don't have that communication, we don't get the message out and get the responses back, well, we're achieving nothing. So we improve as we go, and this is a clear example where we need to have everybody, maybe not on the same page, but everyone understanding what is required for this handicapping proposal to go forward.
All right, John, thanks for that. We'll speak with you again soon.
Thank you, Greg.
There he is, the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales, John Dumsey. I've gone a bit over, Sean. I'm sorry. I will catch you in a fortnight.
Good on you, mate. Have a good one.
Thank you.
There's no worries.